Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The final 60 of the show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. I'm going to get to some college football here in just mere moments from right now. But before I do, I made a prediction back in hour number one. We were talking about TV shows that have come to their conclusion. Around the Horn, one of my favorite shows of all time. One of the shows that helped to shape and influence what the Rob Brown Show has become today. Your three-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year. And Inside the NBA on TNT. Which I have said multiple times, and I sincerely mean it, was the only NBA show worth watching anymore on TV. There's actually a lot of really good YouTube channels out there with some really, really intelligent guys and gals who know ball that I peruse. But as far as massively available television, Inside the NBA was the only show, studio show, that to me was even worth watching anymore. Everybody else has just evolved into hot take artists. And so I made a prediction not too long ago, back in hour number one. I said, if you would like to doubt me on this, if you would like to challenge me on this, I dare you to tune in to ESPN's morning show this morning.
And of course, we just had the other one drop. So
yep. I made two predictions of segments that will be done today. Segment number one that would be done today was that at some point, we would have a conversation about Luka LeBron and the Lakers. And at some point, we would have a conversation about the Dallas Cowboys. Well, right before we got John Blau on the phone, I looked up at the television here in the studio, which Lonzo and I flip around to different channels different mornings and see who's talking about what. And would you look at that? I look up and I see a segment being done on Luka LeBron and the Lakers. Now, in fairness, it was because of a comment made by Luka Doncic yesterday, who, when being asked about his time with the Lakers, his first year with the Lakers, et cetera, he said that LeBron impressed him because, you know, LeBron would be at the gym 10 hours before a game. He said, I would show up to get my workout in, and LeBron's already done working out and getting set for workout number two. Basically just, you know, praising LeBron James for, at 41 years old, his workout, his work ethic. And then I said, okay, there's one. We were on the phone with John Blau of the Post and Courier, which, by the way, Clemson fans, if you missed it and you want to hear what John had to say about Clemson's bouncing from their own regional, we'll have that available for you on demand at thefanupstate.com. Go to the podcast section, click it down, drop it down to the Rob Brown Show, and re-listen to hour number three. The full interview with John Blau will be available there. As we were speaking with John Blau, I looked up, Lonzo pointed aggressively at the television, and I looked up, and what do you know? The conversation is George Pickens, can he survive with the Dallas Cowboys? Now, I will absolutely say that is a conversation to have. I think it's a conversation that was had when George Pickens joined the Dallas Cowboys a month ago, and I think it's a conversation that we should be having when we get to fall camp, preseason, maybe weeks 1, 2, 3, depending on what the offense looks like around Dak Prescott. Fine conversation to have. But like, it's so predictable. It's so predictable that it has gotten boring. Why is it that I put a all the sports show tag on this show? Why is it that we talk about the NBA finals, the Eastern and Western Conference finals, just like we cover the local sports? It is solely because I know that there are many of you that want conversations about the NBA, but you do not want to have to listen to the Hot Take Express that rolls through your television screens and your radio dials every single morning. I try to be the outlet. I try to be the antithesis. I try to be the place that you can go to listen to takes about your favorite sports that aren't just rage bait about the same four teams over and over and over again. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. Moving on. Let's get to some sound from the landscape of collegiate football. Greg Sankey and Kirby Smart, of course, two of the leading voices in college football. Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference. Kirby Smart, the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, a perennial national championship contender. Heather Denich was down there in Destin covering the SEC spring meetings as well. Let's hear some sound from all of them. I will start with Heather Denich. Heather Denich was asked about the potential for the Southeastern Conference to move to vote for a 5+11 college football playoff format. That is the five highest ranked conference champions plus 11 at-large bids. That's a move that I like. It's a move that everybody who's not the SEC and the Big Ten like. Heather was asked by Paul Feinbaum on the Paul Feinbaum show where we are in that process and what momentum, because it did pick up momentum very rapidly last week. What momentum does it have right now? So a couple of comments that I took away from what Heather Denich said to Paul Feinbaum wrapping up SEC spring meetings last week. Number one, she said that independent decisions can be made. And now she said that in the context of discussing, is the SEC going to move to, from an 8 to a 9-game conference slate moving forward? Because one of the hangups, according to Greg Sankey, and we will hear that here in just a minute. Actually, I won't even hear it. I'll just go ahead and play it for you. Greg Sankey was asked that same question. Is there the possibility of moving to from an 8 to a 9-game conference slate? And here is how Sankey responded to Paul Feinbaum. So Greg Sankey mentions three problems there. Again, Heather Denich says independent decisions, that includes moving from 8 to 9, can be made regardless of what they believe the CFP will do or what the CFP will do. Sankey says there are a couple of things that have to be addressed. He said, first off, there is a segment that says, play the games, we'll be fine. That's the coaches, all right? He's talking about the coaches right there. The coaches have made it clear, Brian Kelly made it clear, that they are for the 5+11 model. And they are for the 5+11 model. As I've said, though, nobody has specifically gotten into it because I feel like SEC coaches believe we play week in and week out in the toughest conference in football. Just let us play the games. And if we deserve to be there, we deserve to be there. That's a football mentality. It's not a business mentality. And hence the second two things that Greg Sankey said were kind of hindrances to deciding to move from 8 to 9 games as a conference schedule. He said, number one, you've got another segment of the football population that is concerned about bowl games, which makes sense. If you add another SEC game, getting to 6 wins becomes a little bit more difficult. Now, for us, not the end of the world. Because again, if you get rid, if you go from eight to nine, you're making it more difficult to get 6. And that is a problem for smaller schools. It is a huge boot to the boot for Vanderbilt if they were to add another SEC scheduled game and they only win 5 and they don't go to a bowl game. Why? Because bowl games are payouts, it's a big chunk of money, and it's a bunch of extra practices for your guys. Part of the reason that coaches strive to get to that 6th win is not because they really care that they're getting sent to Shreveport, Louisiana to play in the Independence Bowl. It is because they get those extra 17 practices or whatever it is. That is opportunities to set the starters, Find out what your next year's football team looks like for the guys that are already on it and are moving to next year. That's a big deal. So that's a problem, but there's also the payout. That's the argument that you're going to hear from athletic directors. That's the argument that you're going to hear from some coaches, and that's predominantly of the smaller schools. Not of the bigger schools, but of the smaller schools. And that's the argument you're going to hear from school presidents. And then there is the entity, the party, that we, my fault, probably haven't talked enough about. And that's the TV side of it. Now, Sankey says you're actually decreasing the inventory. Because in a weekend where we could have 16 teams playing out of conference games, now you only have 8 games because those 16 teams are playing each other. Now, he's not wrong about that, but I would make another argument there. If you go 8-9 and you drop one of those games, a lot of the games you're going to drop are going to be high-level out-of-conference games. You're going to lose LSU-USC. You're going to lose Alabama-Florida State. You're going to lose Georgia-Clemson. And those are big losses. I will acknowledge both for them and for us as fans, right? It's not even necessarily a game between national championship contenders. But I've got South Carolina, Virginia Tech, and Atlanta coming up here in 80-whatever days it is. Circled in red on the calendar at the crib for the wife and I to find a couple of dog sitters to head on over to the ATL for a weekend. We're going to take in the whole weekend in Atlanta surrounded around that game. That's a big deal. But if we go to 9, there's a chance that a team like South Carolina goes, yeah, we're never scheduling that game. Clemson's never going to schedule Georgia because they may have, at maximum, 2 out-of-conference games. Are you really going to add Georgia into one of those spots? And if you're the SEC, if you're Georgia, you're going, wait a minute, we got to play 9 games. Even if we are the big dogs, we got to play 9 games in conference. Then we got Georgia Tech, so we really have 2 out-of-conference games that we get to work with here. Are we going to schedule Clemson in one of those spots as opposed to going and playing Elon and Gardner-Webb? No. Why would we do that, right? Like, why would we make it harder in that spot? So I get where he's coming from, and I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Addressing that angle, the business angle, the billionaires angle, the angle of the people in suits in Bristol trying to figure out what's best for the TV platform, I don't know. I can only make speculation. I don't know if ESPN says, yeah, well, we're going to get a bunch more SEC games out of the deal, but we are going to lose South Carolina, Virginia Tech. We are going to lose Clemson, Georgia. These are highlight games. These are marquee games. These are games that we're talking about 2 years out. Hey, 2 years from now, Georgia Clemson playing in Atlanta. That's going to be a ball. Can't wait for that. Like, let's hope both those teams are still where they are now 2 years from now. We've already got, as we've mentioned, the USC Notre Dame game that is being threatened. Part of that reason why is conference game schedule expansion. So I think there's a lot more to it here that needs to come into play. And I think it's going to be discussed. I do think 5 + 11 is right, but that's not what's holding Sankey and the SEC back from going to 9 games. What's holding them back from going to 9 games is the committee saying, here's what our selection criteria is going to be. Here's what we're going to be looking for to determine whether it's 5 + 11 or whether it's 4-4, 2-2, 1-1-3. Whatever we arrive at, we need to make sure that we are setting it up to where our teams, all of them, have the best opportunity to get into that field. And if it's 4-4, 2-2, 1-1-3, that may be a different set of criteria than 5 + 11. But at the end of the day, the CFP needs to say, we're going to use 33% AI running the numbers. We're going to go back to the BCS computers and they're going to have half the vote. We're going to have a 5-person selection committee, a 15-person selection committee, a 250-person selection committee that is going to be X% media, X% former coaches, X% former players, X% business people, right? Whatever. We need to know all that because if we look and we go, all right, with the system set up the way that it is, losses hurt you more than wins? Yeah, we're not going to play another SEC school. In fact, we're going to encourage all of our SEC schools to go out there and book a bunch of mid-tier schools and beat the hell out of them to make us look better. But if they come back and they create a system where it looks like losses maybe aren't dinged up as much as they have been in the past, well, in that case, yeah, let's do 9. Let's give ourselves one more real tough game on the schedule to boost the resume up. And if you lose it, it's not the end of the world. But if you win it, it looks great. Half our teams are going to pick up an extra really good-looking win, and half our teams are going to suffer a loss that maybe doesn't hurt them as much. So the reality of all of this is the only vote that matters next to me, the only vote that really matters next is, are we going 5 plus 11 or are we going 4-4, 2-2, 1-1-3? We'll determine that in December. Now, the SEC does have to reach their conclusion of 8 or 9 game schedule before we get to that vote. They've got to reach their decision at that point. But as I pointed out, take it back to 2020, the COVID year. The COVID year, football got scrapped months out before it started. Do you remember what happened in the SEC? They said no out-of-conference games. Very few of the conferences played out-of-conference games that year. They said no out-of-conference games. So what they do, they reworked that schedule 6 weeks before the season started. So they're not, like, it's not that they are pressed for time. They can redo an entire schedule 6 weeks out, the conference schedule, if they have to. The only obvious problem for that would be that if they decided to knock that, a lot of schools, all the schools, would have to get rid of one out-of-conference opponent, and that would be a lot of phone calls and some money changing hands. But what it comes down to here is we got to figure out which model we're using. And we got to figure out what the committee's criteria is going to be, which that may be the hardest thing of all to come up with, because they may very well say, we don't know yet. We want to see football, and then we'll determine. That leads me to believe the SEC will, for at least one additional year, stick with an 8-game schedule. Because what you don't want to do, what you don't want to do is make your schedule tougher for all of your teams, especially if it's an 11 at-large field. You don't want to make your in-season schedule harder for the rest of your teams without knowing there's a reward for it. So I bet we stay at status quo for the time being. We go to a committee given their selection process, and that makes it more difficult. Then we'll change. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
As it is the football offseason, we have entered, of course, what I like to call time for peak offseason radio. Here's your peak offseason radio debate of the day. Peak offseason radio, of course, a point where hosts who do not have the ability to discuss, break down, diagnose, etc., other sports, start making up silly debates.
Can we change
some can be
it,
fun.
Change the name of it, because when you hit, say, peak, you keep peaking, and it's painful.
It is time for...
Too many peaks.
It is time for peak off-season radio, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Pretend like you're like advertising that tea or something.
One of the guys that I very much like, enjoy, love is, of course, the legendary, the iconic Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick on his show, they do a lot of good sports takes. They also do a lot of silly. Why not? We do a lot of silly here on this show. They had a debate with one of their co-hosts slash producers, a guy by the name of Seton, and from Seton Hall. Seton had a very interesting thought on the importance of music in sport. Zoe, I got a feeling I know which side of this you're going to come out on, and I'm interested in hearing it. Here is the discussion and debate from the Dan Patrick Show. So Seton says that if your team, school, institution, university, or franchise is going to use a song, that there is, with some exceptions to the rule, a set of criteria that should be followed. For instance, number one, it should be a song from an artist that is from your market. Number two, there is an exception that the song can be used from an artist out of your market if it is about your market. And then number three said that there are some state versus region versus town, city, community exceptions he would be willing to hear out. I gotta tell you, as somebody who is ordinarily against arbitration.
Oh, come on. No, we're not. You're not going to agree with this arbiter crap.
I cannot.
No. Why did I come back from being sick? Are you serious?
There is a part of me, and I want you to know that this is a stance that I almost feel I am betraying a lot of my philosophical reasons for holding beliefs.
Oh,
and
you're
that
betraying this room right now is what you're doing.
I am working on a gut. I kind of like that take.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Here's the thing. The only way you should not be able to use a song is if the artist says, hey, I don't want you to use that song. That's the only way. I mean, find a song, adopt a song, use the song, and if the artist is cool with it, good.
I have a theory, and this is weird because it's a theory about myself.
There's a state out there, Rob, that probably has no hit songs at all. So what do? They get no music.
I don't believe that to be true. I cannot imagine that there is not a that there is a state.
Idaho. Who came from Idaho?
I don't know. I bet ChatGPT can help us out with that. We'll come up with that. But I think I have a theory on why I feel the way I feel without really knowing why I feel the way I feel. I think I have a theory on this. And I think the theory that I'm holding here is the fact that, much like the reason we love our teams in the first place, it is because they are a representation of some element of us. Most people like the team that they like because it is a representation of where they come from. I was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. I still tell people when asked, where are you from? I was born in New Orleans, but I live in Greenville, South Carolina. And this place is home for me. I am exceptionally proud to live here, to call this place home. I think it is an amazing place. But I've also never made it a secret that I am a New Orleans kid born and raised, and the goal for me is to retire back to the Big Easy. That's where I want to end either my career, my life, or both. So I think to have music, and this also may come from the fact that that is my home, that is where I would like to end it all, my life, my career, whatever. It's obviously a city with remarkable music. It is an incredible music scene. When the New Orleans Saints score a touchdown, they play the second line, a brass band song known from jazz funerals in Mardi Gras. I think that for me, music represents, much like your sports team does, music represents a big part of your identity. It represents a big part of who you are, perhaps where you come from, perhaps your background in life, whatever. Emo kids like emo for a reason. Metalheads like metal for a reason. Hip-hop fans like hip-hop for a reason. It is some representation of who you are and where you come from. And for me, as somebody who has always gravitated towards teams that don't just buy into, but invest into their community, I think having local music is a good way to enhance that, right? Like, I have always celebrated the Greenville Triumph, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, because I think those two teams do a remarkable job, better than most other pro teams I've ever worked with, of being involved in, invested in, and wanting to represent their community. Every time the Greenville Triumph come out with a new jersey for themselves or the Liberty, it is always tied into Greenville. There's always some representation or symbolism about the city that they call home, and I think that is a very cool aspect. I think that if a team does the same with music, and it picks music that is either from or about that community, it is just one more way that they can reach a handout to fans and say, this is about you. Yeah, it's our team, but this is about you. And in an era where we've got teams like Oakland and teams like Colorado who don't feel like they really give a damn about their local community, it feels like to me to celebrate the identity of the community that you are in.
He's talking about baseball, by the way.
I'm talking about every sport.
Well, when you said Oakland and Colorado.
Right, when I talk about the A's and the Rockies,
right,
those are teams that don't really seem to really give a damn about their local community at all. So for me, I think that for me as a fan, there is an enhanced attachment to a team that shows we want to be part of the community. My big struggle as a Saints fan right now is that I don't think my team gives a damn about New Orleans anymore. I think they just view it as the money pit, right? Like, I don't think they're connected to the local community based on the decision that the owner has made over the past couple of years. I'm really struggling with that right now as a fan because that's big. That's important to me. So I don't have an issue with this take. I'm not saying that, like, it's mandated. I'm just saying teams, I think, would be better suited if they utilized as their focus, like their touchdown song, their fourth quarter song, whatever. The Florida Gators do that with Tom Petty. He's from Gainesville, Florida. They sing Won't Back Down at the start of every fourth quarter, and I got to tell you, I can't stand a Florida Gator. It is one of the coolest things happening in college football. It's only a couple of years old. One of the coolest things happening in college football. So I kind of like the take, but from a different angle of, it makes me feel like that team is making an added emphasis and effort to be connected with the community that they are representing when they pull on the jersey.
Yeah, so you can do all that, everything that you just said, and that's fine. But if there's another Tom Petty song that another team in another state likes, they should be able to use it as long as Tom Petty doesn't have a problem with it, and he doesn't because he's dead.
I mean, the Rockies have lost like 52 in a row. They could use Free Fallin'. And it would make perfect sense.
It absolutely would.
I don't know, man. Listen, I'm not saying...
So did I react the way you thought
it
would?
Yes, 100%. Well, I'm glad. 100% I thought that was going to be your take.
I'm glad you know me.
I look at it, and my thought is this.
You just said that key word. You knew you'd trigger me.
My thought here is not there should be a rule that teams can't use music from outside their market. I'm saying that I personally would very heavily encourage teams to use music that is from their market. Either the artist is from your town, city, state, or the song is about it. Joy B pops in the chat and brings up one of my biggest offenders of this rule. The University of Alabama uses a song that is from a band called Alabama. Now, the band Alabama, I actually own an Alabama hat, like the band Alabama, because they were a band that my old man listened to before he passed away. And they're a band that their lead singer, and I forget his name. I'm choking on the name right now. Dadgummit. Randy Owen. I knew I'd get there. Randy Owen used to, when I was growing up in Destin, Randy Owen vacation, I don't know, I may have lived down there, but he would show up at a little bar called the Hog's Breath Saloon, and Randy Owen would show up with his guitar, and he would just walk on a stage and start playing music. Like, you get randomly every now and then get a cover concert from Randy Owen. I grew up loving Alabama. They have a song they call Dixieland Delight. Spent my dollar, parked in a holler near the mountain. Okay, great song. Great song. I don't care what you think. It's a great song. Alabama fans scream this song in the fourth quarter. Except for the entire song is about being in Tennessee. The first line is rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway. He repeatedly refers to Tennessee throughout the song. Homegrown country girl gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. They are singing a song about a dude and a truck and a girl in Tennessee.
So you're saying Clemson and South Carolina should use only South Carolina bands. Who gets Marshall Tucker Band? Who gets Hootie and the Blowfish?
Well, I mean, Hootie goes to South Carolina. That's an obvious one.
Yeah, it is. Who gets James Brown? I mean, you know, because James Brown was born in South Carolina.
I didn't know that.
According to the internet, because I just looked it up.
I mean, you got Hootie. Who gets Chubby Checkers from South Carolina?
Who gets Dagum Aaron Tippin?
Who gets Dizzy Gillespie? There's some bangers out of Dizzy Gillespie. Linda Martell is from South. Josh Turner is from South Carolina. You got options here.
Right, you're throwing some names out. You have no idea who they are.
Aaron Tippin is from South Carolina. I do know these people. I'm a music guy.
I already said Aaron Tippin, by the
way. Oh, I didn't hear you. I was busy getting my... Marcus King? I love Marcus King. I've seen him like six times since I moved here. He's fantastic. The point here is, I'm not saying you can't use artists not from your market. I'm saying it would be great marketing and community relations if you did. For your big songs... Not you're like, oh, we got a 30-second timeout.
Clemson should go with Marshall Tucker and take the highway like their baseball team did.
Wow. And that's how we walk off that segment of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Kirby Smart also joined Paul Feinbaum during SEC spring meetings down in Destin, Florida last week. He was asked about the transfer portal. This was a conversation that was brought up to Dabo Swinney as well during his ACC In the Huddle show, where he did a sit down with Bill Belichick, the head coach, of course, famously of the North Carolina Tar Heels. And he was asked about the portal. He said, hey, look, at the end of the day, like, we're going to use it, but we're going to use it strategically. We're going to use it sparingly. We're only going to use it where it benefits us, not just for the sake of, oh, that guy's good, go get him. Kirby Smart got asked a very similar question by Feinbaum. Have you accepted the portal? Do you embrace the portal? And what do you think about it at large now that we've got a couple of years in the rearview mirror? Here is how Kirby Smart responded to that from Paul. So, this brought out for me a thought that I've shared with you before, but I'll share it again. This brought out to me a thought that I've had. One thing that I think very much happens to people, to situations, to circumstances, to entities of whatever type, is that when change is requested, when change is demanded by the people, and that change inevitably hits a point of no return where it must happen, there is an opportunity by those who must implement the change but do not like it to do so in a way that makes the thing look bad, because people don't spend a few minutes to look at why the thing looks bad in its implementation. To take you back a number of years, this is like when the NFL made pass interference reviewable for a couple of years there. And we all know why. We all know why. But they made pass interference reviewable. And when they started doing the reviewable pass interference, it almost felt as if, and it felt as if because if, that it was being intentionally poorly run. It's like they would have a call for a pass interference call, and it would be one of those things where they would go to the booth and they'd have the replay expert, the rules official up there, and he would say, oh, you know, according to the rules, it's this, that, and here's the contact, and there's the ball, and it's this, that, and the other, and that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's got to get overturned. And then the ref would come out and go, after reviewing the replay on the little board thing over there in the corner, we've decided that we were definitely right the whole time. And you guys are dumb, bad, and wrong, so we're leaving it the way that we called it, because we're smarter than you. I despise it so much. I despised it then. I despise it now, because it really wasn't that difficult. But they kept screwing up the process unnecessarily, and I'm going to keep it a buck, I think intentionally. They kept screwing up the process, I think intentionally, so that when it came up next year for a vote for renewal, everybody in a position of power in the NFL went, that was a waste of our time. Now, again, I think it was done with that being the end result intended. You know, if we make this thing, if we make this look bad enough, then they'll vote not to renew it. And we, specifically as officials in the officials union, won't have power taken from us anymore. Because I'll tell you, I do think right now we are dealing with a scourge in Major League Baseball. And that is, they all know the ABS is coming. All right? It went spectacularly well in spring training. To the point that, in a Rays game this weekend, there was an atrocious call, about 6 inches off the plate, called a strike, and a Rays player turned and looked at the official, said, had like a, are you sure, word. The ref was like, the ump was like, yeah, I definitely got it as a strike. And the Rays player sarcastically tapped his helmet, which is, in spring ball, how you call for a video replay. And the umpire, without a second's hesitation, threw him out of the game. And I went, oh, you're soft. I mean, I understand it. I understand it. He just openly challenged and mocked you right there at home plate where everybody's eyes on you. But here's the thing. You were way wrong. Way wrong. 6 inches of wrong. That's a lot of wrong. But it got tossed. And to me, this is a spot where officials are kind of fighting back because their egos are a little bit hurt. Now, why am I talking about this when it comes to the portal? Very simple. Because I genuinely believe at this point that the refusal to fix the transfer portal, which we've said 1,000 times, really easy to get it right. The day after the national championship game, the portal opens for 30 days. Just do that. One portal window, 30 days. If you want to do two, do another one after spring camps come to their conclusion before the summer term starts, right? End of the spring term, there is a window. Make it a 30-day window so that every school's conclusion of their spring semester, so that nobody has to leave school over early, nobody's got to quit their classes, whatever. Make it to where that 30 days, you have one that goes from the end of the day, the night that college football plays the national championship, it opens, it's open for 30 days, and then do another one that covers the entire window of closing spring semesters for schools. Just set them up where there's 2-month-long windows. Everybody can leave the second that season's over. And everybody can leave once they get through the spring and they have time in the program to make a decision of, I do or do not want to be here anymore. And then the windows are closed. And now you can't transfer anymore. All right? It's not that complicated. But as Kirby points out here, it's like they are coming up with all these reasons to make it more complicated or to seem more complicated. It's like they're coming up with all these reasons to not make what is maybe the easiest change in the world to make. And you don't even have to do it this year. This year's done. This year's done. Make it for next year. Hey, we're new portal. At midnight, the night of the national championship game, the portal opens, you got 30 days. Then we go through spring. We go through the end of the spring semester. It's like 2 months later, 3 months later, whatever. We're going to take every college spring window, and we are going to open up a 30-day window that covers every one of those schools. So everybody's got two chances. End of the season, you go, I hated it here, I want out. And then again, after the spring, you go, I've been in the program, I went through the spring, it's clear I'm not going to get what I want out of this experience, I want out. And once that April window closes, bang, it's gone. It's gone. You're on that team until next fall. It's like they keep coming up with more ridiculous reasons that they can't make one of the easiest changes that could be made to get everybody to maybe not love it, but at least be on the same page with how it's run and when it's run for the betterment of everyone, players, coaches, and schools. It ain't that tough. Make the change.
All right, time for What the X, where Rob will tell us what's going on, and he'll have to because I did not click on this, but Rob knows everything that's Xing, so he'll know. The first thing that's Xing is hashtag baddies gone wild.
Okay, I do not know specifically, almost said explicitly, might also be appropriate.
Could be. That's why I didn't click on it.
Why that particular phrase is trending. We all know what a baddie is. You know what a baddie is, right? You know what a baddie is.
Yeah, Jade Cargill.
Baddie.
Yeah.
Absolute baddie. Rhea Ripley, baddie.
I didn't know what it was until she had baddies with her when she was on AEW.
The baddies, baddies are smoke show women who also kind of got that attitude with them, right? Like the full package. Baddie.
There are other words for that, but yeah.
You can use whatever you want. I love a baddie.
Not me.
I love a baddie. I, for one, my wife's a bit of a baddie. Smoke show, as far as I'm concerned.
I would just say yes, man.
Got that added. 100%. That's what you do to a baddie.
Yeah, all
right?
What you do. Okay.
Now, why baddies gone wild is trending, I do not know. Because we all know what the blanks gone wild callback is, at least for those of us in our 40s that remember those late night television
shows. Did you ever
stay
at a hotel where you saw a van from Girls Gone Wild?
I did not.
We did. For a softball.
Myrtle Beach.
No, for a softball outing. It was like.
Oh, I don't like that. That makes me uncomfortable.
It was, I forget where it was, but it was like, oh no.
That makes me really uncomfortable.
You know, you saw the van. I was like, oh no.
That dude got in trouble for a lot of that.
He did. By the way, no activity that I saw there, but I just saw the van.
Well, the goal is for you not to see it until you pay $9.99 a month.
That's a good point.
I'm going to assume at least a part of the reason it's trending is because of the whole Stephon Diggs thing. Diggs was on a boat. He had a couple of baddies around him, despite the fact that his girlfriend Cardi B was on the other side of the boat. And then he pulled out a little baggie with some pink dust in it. And that pink dust is thought to be a form of a particular sniffable narcotic.
Yeah, pink cocaine.
Exactly. Yeah. And so Vrabel got asked last week, like, what are you going to do about this? And he's like, well, we're looking into it. We got to find out. Here's the deal. Stephon, you're on a short list, my dog. You're on a short leash. You got one more screw up and you are gone from the from the Patriots.
By the way, those videos of him will not go away. All right, the next thing is X-ing is Logan Paul.
Tagging with John Cena against Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso.
It has nothing to do with John Cena's Peacemaker, although it was a great line. I guess you haven't seen that.
I have not.
Face off. Anyway, he is X-ing because people are really angry that he's still with the WWE and... friend of the show, R-Truth is not.
Yeah, that's me. That's literally me. That's okay. I am now going to help that trend. Buddy of the show, R-Truth, announced on social over the weekend that his contract will not be renewed, so he is done with the WWE. So did Carlito, by the way, which is not cool.
My next thing.
Which is not cool. Listen, I don't know if this is the reason why. I'm just going to take a stab in the dark here. My guess is this is 100% a corporate entity protecting bottom dollar by cutting wrestlers they have to pay a lot of money to that they do not feel brings value. I'm telling you right now, whoever made this decision, whether it's TKO or Triple H or whoever, you screwed up here, bud.
All right.
R-Truth is a golden mine.
If his last appearance was, if that was it, his last appearance was so good. I don't know if you've seen him talking about your husky son. If you haven't, you've got to watch it. Him talking to Solo and Solo's new guy. You got to watch it. It happened Friday. It was very good. All right, the next thing that's X-ing is AJ Styles.
Is he cut too?
No, it's his birthday.
Oh, you son of a... I was about to get real worked up. Hey, that's it for... Is that it for us?
How old do you think he is?
AJ Styles, 46.
No, he's 48. And we got time for one
Damn,
more.
Damn, dude. I got to get in the gym.
We got time for one more. Joe Burrow is X-ing.
Is it Joe Burrow's?
All right, let me tell you why really quick.
Did he bleach his hair again?
No, it's Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar. One has to go.
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, or Lamar Jackson, one has to go. I have to answer that tomorrow because I cannot do it right now.
Oh, I can. Bye, Josh Allen.
No, knock it off.
Bye, Josh Allen.
Knock it off. Knock it off. Oh, that's what we're doing with the show. We're knocking it off. That's it for us. 20-hour break. We'll come back tomorrow. If you didn't like the show, you have bad taste in radio. Make your return tomorrow. I promise we'll try to do better. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. Have a great rest of your day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.